This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They also took stock of the ongoing cooperation in key pillars, including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments. Addressing a joint press meet with Mark Carney, Prime Minister Modi said, "Current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern." He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Prime Minister Modi added that two sides today decided to establish the India-Canada Defence Dialogue. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney said that Canada is renewing its relationship with India and expanding its ties. He said Canada and India are building a strong foundation in trade, defence and energy. The Prime Minister of Canada is on a four-day visit to India since Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Canada are vibrant democracies, two major economies of the world, and societies based on shared values. Sharing his remarks during the India-Canada CEOs Forum in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, "Democracy, diversity and development inspire both nations to move forward as natural partners." He said today, India is the world's fastest growing major economy. The Prime Minister said, behind this transformation is the strength of robust domestic demand, a young population, large-scale investment and digital technology. He said this is the result of the continuously racing reform express. President Draupadi Murmu today said that Indian administrative service officers have a crucial role in the nation-building process and must rise above departmental boundaries to strengthen governance across the country. The officers, inducted from the state civil services and attending the 128th induction training program at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration, called on the president at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Conflict in West Asia intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continue to strike U.S. assets across the Gulf countries, including United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain and other areas. On the other hand, Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. Britain, France and Germany have said that they are ready to work with the U.S. to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Meanwhile, Kuwait Ministry of Defense today said several American warplanes crashed, but their crews survived as tensions across West Asia continue to escalate. The official said Kuwaiti authorities coordinated directly with the U.S. forces to assess the circumstances and undertake joint technical measures. The development comes following a widening regional conflict triggered by the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint strikes by Israel and the United States over the weekend. Meanwhile, Amazon said its cloud unit's data centers in Bahrain and the UAE were facing power and connectivity issues as Iranian retaliatory strikes hit airports, ports and residential areas across the wider Gulf. As tensions in West Asia escalated, benchmark equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, recorded a sharp decline of about 1.3% today. The Sensex closed 1,048 points to close at 82,239, while the Nifty cracked 313 points to settle at 24,866. And with that, we end this news bulletin.